I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Authorities warn residents of northeast Japan to prepare for potentially strong aftershocks in the days ahead. A 7.4 magnitude earthquake rocked the region on Wednesday night, killing a handful, wounding dozens, and leaving millions without power. Eric Takamoto of Asian Access says after this week,
fuel costs went up dramatically in just a few days all over Europe. On average, people are paying 20, 30, 50 euros more for a tank of gas, and just in a matter of days and hours. And so some shortages in the stores. Most common shortage you see is no milk.
Quake, the most powerful earthquake in Japan's history, struck the same area in 2011, followed by a tsunami and nuclear meltdown. Through Nozomi Project, Eric's wife Sue teaches Japanese women how to make jewelry from pottery broken by disaster.
They come from some of the hardest situations with the highest rates of suicide and violent crime against women, missing and murdered, indigenous women. All of these awful statistics we hear, but God is raising up an army of these young warriors who are saying, we've had enough. We want to see change for our people, and we want to be part of that change.
The process carries powerful lessons about hope and redemption through Christ. Check out the full report online to learn more. Turning now to the Ukraine crisis, Russian assaults on major cities continue, though advancement appears to be on hold for now. But what if you couldn't hear the air raid sirens or find information about evacuation routes? Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.